one day.
A pleasant good morning to one and all. Greetings to you in the wonderful name of Jesus. I'm thankful this morning for the privilege to be able to share this broadcast with you because He Lives, sponsored by Federal Motor Spares and produced by the Church of the Nazarene, Barbados District. I'm Pastor Trevor Bino from the Black Rock Church, and it's my happy privilege to be with you today. Let us pray. Oh God and Heavenly Father, this morning we bring before your throne this broadcast, and I ask, Lord, that through your Holy Spirit, you will be in our midst to guide and to direct, that at the end of it, Lord, you'll be glorified and honored in Jesus' name. This morning, I want to share an announcement coming from the district, and it has to do with the Sunday School Gala, which will be held at the Church of the Nazarene at Culmer Rock, Saturday, October the 4th. That's the first Saturday at 5 p.m. Your tickets available at all churches as well as at CLC Bookstore. They're $10 each, and we invite you to support this worthy event sponsored by the Nazarene Discipleship Ministry. God bless you. This morning, I want to share with you from the book of Psalm 27, a very well-known psalm in our midst. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. May he add his blessings to the word. This morning, there's a song that says, walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dew drops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. And when any man or woman, whoever they are, can boastfully declare that they are walking in the light, which is Jesus Christ, then that is a wonderful thing and a wonderful experience. Walking in the light or living in the light in this present season is quite important to all of us, because we are living in a world of gross darkness. There seem to be difficulties on every hand and sight, men's heart failing them for fear of things coming upon the earth. We are living in a frightening society. And Charles Swindoll, in a book written, Living Beyond the Daily Grinds, he identifies some grinds that can overtake us. And when those grinds overtake us, then we find ourselves in a depressive situation. Grinds such as sorrow and grief. Grinds such as family life. Depression. Even prayerless times in our lives when we don't even want to give that praise unto God. And when it speaks of the grain of depression, Swindoll says, who hasn't struggled with those demoralizing seasons of dark depression? Some get so low and stay there so long, they decide that taking their lives is better than enjoying it any longer. Others seem to go in and out, down, and then back up again. Depression has been described as a black hole and abysmal cave. It certainly includes discouraging feelings that refuse to go away. And he went on to say that he knew of some who have fought the battle of depression for years and gone through those depressive moments. Some have overcome and some have not. End of the quote. The psalmist David knew what he was talking about when he spoke of the Lord being his light and his salvation. Whom shall he fear? Because he knew what it was to be living in caves. He knew what it was to be in total darkness, hiding from the enemy. But then, when he recognized the presence of God in his life, he saw that great light that Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3 talks about. When the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. Now we have the natural light that gives us directions when it is dark. The moment that darkness comes in and we cannot see, light is switched on, the darkness disappears. That light is that which gives us the opportunity to maneuver to and fro across the land. But I believe that what the psalmist is speaking about this morning, that light is far better and far different and far greater than any other light around us. You and I would experience at times when we have island blackouts. Sometimes the whole island is plunged into darkness as a result of some difficulty, some challenge that might be experienced by the Light and Power Company. However, despite the country in darkness, and along with that, sometimes storms and hurricanes and tornadoes and all of those kind of natural disasters can plunge the nation into darkness. However, even though there's not that natural light around, there's still that bright light that shines in our hearts. The joy of the Lord still remains our strength. We are still able to see clearly because Jesus is the light of the world. And David recognized him as his light and his salvation. And there he could boldly recommend him to anyone else. Because when we testify of God being the light of our lives and the God of our salvation, it is telling us that we are making him known to somebody who might not have had the experience of him in their lives. They might very well be in that valley of darkness. And the greatness of God is identified in millions of people across the world who sing of him as the source of their existence, who talk of him as the source of their living, and who have embraced the wonderful gift of salvation. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11 states, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men. All men, everywhere, every nation, whatever color, class, or creed men may be in, God's grace brought salvation to mankind. And salvation is that wonderful and precious and priceless gift that cannot be given to any other source. For there's no other way that which salvation can be offered other than through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And therefore, the challenge to us is to walk in that light, embrace that salvation, for it is the only thing that is going to preserve mankind. It is the only thing that is going to keep us when the storms of life begin to rage around us. and we feel a sense of loss, of loneliness. We feel a sense of not being able to go the next step of the journey. But because of God's wonderful grace and His wonderful love and His great mercy toward us, we are able to face the challenges of life. And Swindoll spoke of the daily grinds. Yes, we all face those daily challenges. We face those daily grinds, and we find ourselves sometimes not being able to function in the way that we would want to or we should, because there's an enemy that comes around and throws us into a state, as I said earlier, of depression. We are suppressed. We are downpressed. But take note from the Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, when Paul said that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power of God might be of God and not of us. Paul went on to tell us in chapter 4, of 2 Corinthians, Paul went on to tell us in verse 7, 8, and 9. And he said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. Amen. And so it goes on also to tell us that the eternal God is our refuge and underneath are the everlasting arms. So that when one comes to the point at times of not just only being troubled, but come to the point of being cast down, and you recognize that you're cast down, but you're not destroyed, because the eternal God is mighty and His powerful arms are outstretched and open to raise us from the deep, depressive moments in life and bring us to a place where we acknowledge, here, the Lord of hosts is with me. The God of Jacob is my refuge. So it is a beautiful thing to experience the joy of God's salvation. It's a beautiful thing to be able to declare that your life and my life are hid with God in Christ Jesus. And all of this is the result of embracing the great salvation. It's a beautiful thing again to be able to walk in the light, who is Jesus Christ, as John Gospel chapter 1 tells us. And the Epistle of John also tells us that if we walk in the light, as Christ is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. When we walk in the light, in respect of wherever we are, whatever country we might be in, whatever denomination we might be part of, the joy of it all is to knowing that we are walking in Jesus Christ. And as we emphasize the importance this month of cherishing the work and cherishing the witness and cherishing the labor of our seniors, we ought to recognize that this nation has been built by men and women through blood, sweat, and tears. And so we salute all of our seniors And here in Barbados, we have a number of centenarians who are still with us and who are still functioning. And I personally know of three, two males and one female at this time, and they're all serving the Lord. One is recently turned 100, one recently turned 101, and there's a spiritual mother who is 108 at this stage in her life. And we thank God that these people began, like David, to walk in the light over time. We're grateful that these people, like David, embraced salvation so that at this juncture in their lives, they're still able to call upon the name of the Lord and testify and identify themselves as having a part in relationship with Jesus Christ. So this morning, to walk in the light, or to have the light, Jesus Christ, as the center of one's life is important. To have Jesus's plan of salvation being a part of your life is again a wonderful experience. For truly, God has promised that if we walk with Him, if we serve Him, and if we live for Him, that He will bring us through not only in this life, but in the life that is to come. God, through His Son Jesus Christ, a dark world full of sin and rejection, offered Jesus Christ to come and lighten the darkness and open up the way of salvation, that whoever we are, wherever we've come from, even if we don't believe in God, He lays out the salvation plan, that the chiefest of sinners, the vilest man or woman on earth who do not believe, He lays the foundation plan that His Holy Spirit can speak into their hearts. And there are countless numbers of people today who will testify that they had no kind of inclination or desire to be walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. But somewhere, somehow, Jesus spoke into their heart. The light came and dispelled the darkness. And today, they are rejoicing. Like the songwriter says in a song sometime back, I found a friend in Jesus. He's all the world to me. And so, therefore, He is the lily of the valley of their lives. God bless you. Do have a wonderful day and experience the joy of the living and merciful God through living in the light and embracing His great salvation. Heavenly Father, this morning I pray that You will bless these words. Help us, O God, to recognize that You are the light of the world. And despite all the scenes around us that seem to be so dark, we can declare and we can testify that You are the source of our living. So bless the hearers this morning and help us, O God, to be always mindful of Your great salvation, not to neglect it, because if we neglect it, there's no way of escape. So hear our prayer and bless us, O God, and help us to keep walking in the light as You are the light. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Do have a wonderful day.